Blog Talk Radio.
The devil won't smoke, this ain't a joke, so I bring the fire, yeah. Spiritual war, my armor is on, check the attire, yeah. I can speak to the mountains, tell us the moon, I ain't gotta claim it, yeah. I'm not pressure for advice, but I just been signing, I guess I'm a diamond, yeah. Guess I'm a diamond, guess I'm a diamond, yeah. I just been shining, stepped out of place, but I'm back in alignment. I know it's only a matter of time before I finally see everything that he promised. Try to dictate, you can call me your highness, but trying to stay humble, I'm still even rhyming. That's why I'm hungry, a lot of you thirsty, and that's why we really don't have much in common. Let me switch up the tempo, God say tempo. Gain more point like pencil, following the path that he said like a stencil. Renewing my mind every day is a must, cause I gotta guard my temple. I know a pipe under pressure would bust, but that's not one of my issues. One of my grounds ain't pencil, never been fake, but I'm way too official. Giving out everything in me, gotta die in. Like my initials. All the folks that tried to block me about to watch me take off like a missile. Never slide in trying to claim he fan, but he not one of my kinfolk. When it come out of his mouth, I already know that the devil be lying. How you gonna step in my guy, will come through every need he supplied in. I done missed so many things in my life that had me crying. Keeping me through the pressure, cause he already know he making a diamond. Never want smoke, this ain't a joke, so I bring the fire, yeah. Spiritual war, my armor is on, check the attire, yeah. I can speak to the mountain, tell us the moon, I ain't gotta claim it, yeah. I know pressure burns twice, but I just been signing, I guess I'm a diamond, yeah. Guess I'm a diamond, guess I'm a diamond, yeah.
What's up, world? You just tuned in to Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right. My name is Minister Cherie Humphrey. I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star is Born Talent Events and Talk to Me Media. Our motto is standing firm on the promises of God. Thank you so much for tuning back in to this episode. We're talking about life after COVID. And COVID affected the world. And for some of us, it was distant. We heard about it. For some of us, it was firsthand. It came to our homes. It came to our families' homes. And, you know, over 500,000 people in the United States alone passed away from COVID. So I was talking to a friend of mine, and I was asking her, what do you think I should talk about for this particular show? You know, as we are, you know, getting ready to head out of this year, 2022. And we talked about it and we came up with this. She said, I think this is something we need to talk about again. And I said, you know what? You're right. So that's what we're going to be discussing on tonight. We're going to be getting to know the people that are coming on. We have two fantabulous guests that are scheduled to be on for tonight. Yesterday was my anniversary, October 23rd, 17 long years that I chose to be celibate by God's grace alone. I just cannot give all the credit to me. I definitely cannot. And, you know, so I'm hoping that I'm ready to commit now, you know, and maybe start dating, you know. So whatever God's will is, I play around. I have a lot of fun with people and different things, but I haven't been serious about any particular person because no one has struck me like that, you know, to say, hey, that's the one I know I can spend the rest of my life with. That hasn't happened to me. So, you know, maybe, you know, the time will come. Anyway, I do want to get into the background of the show for people who have not listened to this show before. We are in our 12th year, going into the 13th year of this particular broadcast, over 400 guests, close to five, I believe. and maybe a little bit more than that. I'm doing a guesstimate. Over 200 episodes, over 10,000 in listeners. We are now reaching the Dominican Republic. The U.S., of course, Canada, Germany, Indonesia, Cameroon, Philippines, India, Ireland, Sweden, South Korea, Malaysia, Japan. And so that is definitely a blessing all in itself. Near the end of the show, I will do an altar call for anybody who would like to give their life over to Christ and also read some of the names of the people who have been on this show and have graced this show. I want to get into a little background before I do the scriptures, because there have been some birthdays and a couple of people I added on since then, which is my great aunt Margaret. She's a pastor in South Carolina. Margaret Wright in Ridgeland. Happy birthday, Auntie. I love you so much. Also, my godmother, Catherine Vanderpool, who is out in Stamford, Connecticut, Maurice McMillan, and let's see if there's anyone else I added. No, I'll just read the names. My little sister, First Lady Tasha Williams in North Carolina, Michael Adoyakwa the second, Mac Allen, Kendra Simmons, Auntie Maris Goldstone, that's my heart as well. She's like my auntie to me. H.W. Silky, Kevin Humphrey, Patricia Bowen, Lorraine Williams, Crystal Perry Holden, my former acting director, formerly owner of the Perry Players, Gina Blaze, Terry Stewart, Robin Reason, Charles Council, Joyce Cables Newton, John Bam Mitchell, Stacy Jordan Reeser, Sheila Taylor McCoy. We just celebrated her birthday last Wednesday. Me and Sheila go way back to like 2005 or something. Tony Scott, my cousin, Pamela Moore, Bobby Humphrey, my cousin Anthony Holder, Willie Goldie, Gerard Wright, Crystal Wright, Key Lindsay, Linda Humphrey, Karen Graves, Medley, D. Lucas, Charisma Simmons, who I used to act with, Howie Bell, and I already said Catherine Vanderpool. So anyone that I didn't mention, happy birthday to you too in this month. So I want to move on from there. Any condolences? I just want to say my heart goes out to you for anybody that has passed away, not just to COVID, but has passed away in this month. And may God be with you. I want to say if there's anybody that would, you know, finds it on their heart that they would like to give monetarily as far as donation is concerned, please let me know. You can cash at me. You can PayPal. All the information is on the show page. If you want to, you know, support in other ways, you can buy some art, which is up on the Diamonds in the Rough website. You could purchase some of my books. You could book me for different and various things that I do. One is teaching you how to write a book. One is doing the Diamonds in the Rough curriculum, which is how I first started off doing Diamonds in the Rough, that and acting, teaching the children how to act and putting on plays. Also, if you'd like to book an interview, then please let me know as well. I do run Women Survivors of Abuse workshops, Running into the Light. If you think that that's something that your company, organization, or whomever might need and benefit from, then please let me know. I see that my first caller has called in. Just hold on, baby. I'm going to get to you. I do want to read some scriptures, and then I'm going to play a quick song. Exodus 23:25, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from you. Jeremiah 33:6 says, behold, I will bring to it health and healing, and I will heal them and reveal to them abundance of prosperity and security. Psalm 103:3 says, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases. Proverbs 17:22, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. So I'm going to stop there. I'm going to read a little bit more scripture near the end of the show after I interview my second caller that calls in. So I just want you to hold on a little bit. We're going to click her in, but I'm going to play a little bit of We'll Meet Again. This old school right here. So take y'all back to the Canton Spirituals. There you have it. That was We'll Meet Again by the Canton Spirituals. I love that song. It just touched my soul when I heard it recently, and I said I got to play that. But I'm going to click in my first caller right now.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yes, everybody, this is Liera. She is an upcoming, aspiring artist. And, you know, Liera, I was talking to your dad, you know, me and him talk sometime and just, you know, crack each other up, you know, when we see each other sometime at the comedy show. And he was telling me about you. He's your biggest promoter. And, you know, he loves you so much. And I said, you know what? Yeah. I want to hear her. I want to hear her. And I heard you at the Summer Groove concert. So tell me a little bit about, you know, who you are.
So absolutely. I was born and raised in Bridgeport. You know, my first introduction and my first foundation to music came from singing in the church. And that's where I pretty much was born and raised. And that's pretty much where I found my first love in music. And, you know, I've been getting, you know, leading in songs before I was six. And then, you know, that just embarked on a whole, you know, music. You know, before I turned 12, I was already writing and, you know, producing and recording music. And, you know, fast forward to today, I'm just grateful to just be able to fully launch, you know, my R&B career and to see it, you know, begun. So I'm excited.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I don't know if you got me on speaker, but you went out like about two times. It went really, really low. So if you have me on speaker, please take it off because I can hear it. Yes, I want to know. Not really, but we'll see when you continue to talk. We want the audience to hear everything you got to say. So, in any case, so, you know, what was that like? Was it you being different from other children that were your age and being so young?
You know, it has been, you know, that was instilled in me, like, early on of just, you know, just embracing my gift and just being fully expressive in who I am and who I am to God and just who I am as a soul being and being able to turn that passion into like a living reality and just, you know, the understanding and just having that belief, just having that mindset of knowing who I am. And that's pretty much been like what set me apart, just, you know, having that mindset and the belief.
And so what did it make it easy for you to still, you know, interact with people, your peers, or did it make it harder?
I would say that it actually did make it a little harder. You know, there's so much going on and just having different lifestyles and different backgrounds. It was a little bit, you know, hard to connect early on, but, you know, as I gotten older, it was just a little bit easier just being able to connect with others and things like that.
Okay. And so that, you know, you stayed focused and, you know,
right.
When did you actually start recording? How old were you then?
I actually was 12. I was pretty much like a preteen.
Wow.
I started recording, yes. So I pretty much was like in my little box, you know, isolated, you know, just writing and recording, and that pretty much was my outlet. So I had like a little MacBook that my, you know, dad bought me, and, you know, I studied some of the DAWs and some of the platforms and the softwares, and that pretty much was my outlet and how I expressed myself.
Wow, that is amazing, you know, to be so young and handle that and still, you know, get your schoolwork done and
right.
participate in school things, you know. And so what gave you the drive to be so focused?
Well, you know, really and truthfully, if I, you know, speaking like fast forwarding to now, like back in 2020, I actually lost my full-time day job. And that was pretty much a rough period for me. But, you know, it was a blessing in disguise because it really taught me the importance of, you know, truly going after your dreams and to not ever settle and to work for and towards someone else's dreams, and if it's not attached to your true purpose.
That's right.
So this has been the focus and the mindset.
Okay. Wow, that's amazing. And I know a lot of things changed for the world in 2020. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Connecticut was shut down like I think a week before my birthday. And I was so angry because I had my clothes already set out. I was ready. I had my new red hat. I was like, all right, I'm going to do this thing right, you know. And it didn't happen that way. And, you know, the COVID got very close. At first it was like something like, you know, you see and talked about on the news, and then it hit my home. You know, far
right.
as my family,
right.
you know, who I didn't live with, but that's my family. And that right there shook me, you know, it shook me in a good way and it shook me in a bad way. How was that like for you just dealing with the notion of COVID being present?
You know, it was a huge, you know, reset for me, you know. It was a huge reset, and it was really a time of, like, isolation and very introspective, and it was a time of, like, self-reflection. And, you know, within that period of, you know, isolation, it just really pretty much got me to perfect my craft and closer to God and, you know, you know, even prayer, like that was a big thing, and just meditating, you know, that was a huge thing that got me out of that. It definitely affected me.
And I totally can relate to that. I started back doing a lot of art. I've been doing art all my life, but a lot of people didn't know that. And I said, this time, being that we're stuck in the house, I got to do something positive besides write, you know. And I love art. That's one of the things I love to do. And so that's what, you know, made me, you know, try to come to the forefront with that, get to know myself in that aspect a little bit more. And if it had not been for COVID, I might not have done it. So you were able to focus not just, you know, on your artistry, on your prayer life, and things of that. It helped you to come to a different realization of what's important. And I think that happened to a lot of people. Don't you agree?
Yeah,
absolutely. And I don't know why some reason your voices go low and then it goes. Are you speaking directly into the phone, baby? Because I don't know why it's doing that.
Give me just a moment.
And now you sound fine.
Is it much better now? I hope so.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Way better.
Excellent.
You might listen back. That's all right. You might listen back to the show and some of what you said kind of a little bit. But in any case, you know, so in a few words, like, you know, life after COVID was what for me? What would you say? How would you fill that in?
Hello? I'm sorry. Can you repeat that again? You were cutting off.
I said, just in a few words, like if you had to complete a sentence, life after COVID was blank for me, what would you fill that in with?
Life after COVID has been, you know, very introspective and a time of self-reflection, full of creativity and business building.
All right, there you go. So anybody that's listening, sometimes, you know, when you've been put into a hard place, you know, there are different things that can come out of you that are good, you know, not always bad, you know. And so you heard this young woman, I mean, she's very wise to say, you know, some of the things that she's just said, you know. There was a lot of baby making happening during that year. That's what they said at the news. It was like the rate of babies, like a big baby boom. You know, but unfortunately there was some some bad things that happened too, because people were not used to spending quality time every day with the people that they live with, you know, for as long as they did. So the rate of abuse went up, you know, domestic violence, which is unfortunate, you know, at that time. So I hope people have learned, you know, from this experience, what it did to you and how you reacted and how you were able to grow and develop from the situation. I found out some things about me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, but moving forward, how did you get involved with the summer groove? What was that like for you?
Oh my goodness. So that was one for the books. That was definitely a great experience. You know, I feel like my heart and soul belongs on a stage and with a mic in hand. And, you know, I actually released my single in the end of May and early June. And, you know, I was able to release my debut EP, The Prelude, in July. And then from there, just, you know, sparked so much, you know, attention. And then from there, I was, you know, blessed with the invitation to even perform. And with the lineup that was there that night, it was just an honor just to be a part of it. And
absolutely.
It was a great night.
I can imagine. It was fantastic. Yes. Mm-hmm. My dream came true. I got to meet Yo-Yo. So
yes, she was amazing.
That right there.
She was so good. Oh my gosh.
Yes. I never thought back in 1984, 1985 that I would be on the stage, not performing with her, but taking pictures, you know, because I used to pop lock and break dance. I would have never even dreamed, oh, you're going to be on the stage taking pictures of Yo-Yo. I mean, that's something I would have not even thought of.
Right.
You know, yes. So tell me some the names of the single that you have out, and what do you have that you might be coming up?
So I dropped two singles. The first single was called Give It All to You. It was written by myself. And it was also vocal produced by Isaiah Yop. He's another vocal arranger from Bridgeport as well. And the second single I dropped was called With You, and it was such an amazing hit. And then I dropped the EP in July, and that's just been just blowing up the airwaves. You know, it has been, you know, listened and, you know, streamed in over 31 countries. I've been blessings. And right now the team and I are just working on visuals for the channel, for just, you know, getting more engaged with the fans on social media, and hopefully, you know, a local tour within the next year or two, very soon.
Okay, wonderful. That sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. So could you tell people some of the platforms and where they can get your music if they want to download it?
Absolutely. So my music is played on all digital platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, on YouTube as well. And I also have an official artist channel on YouTube. If you type in Liyra Music, you can definitely subscribe. And then on all social media channels, it's Liyra Music on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Wow. Okay, great. That is wonderful. And I look forward to all the future endeavors that you will be doing. I'm sure I will be seeing you perform again, but I cannot let you go without the audience hearing a little bit of how you sound.
Absolutely. So I'll sing To Me, S.O.N. and To You.
Okay.
With every passing moment, thoughts of you run through my head. Ooh, every time that I'm near you, I realize that you're heaven sent.
I think you're truly something special. Just what my dreams are really made of. Let's stay together, you and me, boy. There's no one like you around. Oh, I really like what you've done to me. I can't really explain it. I'm so weak to you. I really like what you've done to me. I can't really explain it. I'm so weak to you.
All right now. Oh, that was so, so special. I loved it.
And I want to say thank you so much for taking out the time to come on the show. And when you blow up and are, you know, famous and stuff, I will look back and say, I had that girl on my show. You know what I'm saying? When she
yes.
was, you know, just a beginner, you know, in the industry and stuff like that. So you keep doing what you do. And
thank
I'm
you so
sure
much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a great night.
You have a blessed one. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There you have it. That was Liera. Check out her music. Like she said, she's on all social media platforms. And as you can hear, this girl has a dynamic, fantabulous voice. And I'm going to play a little bit of Being With You while I wait for my next caller to call in. By Marcus Cole.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Ooh. I love being with you.
With you, I can let my
guard down. I can pour my heart out. I love being with you. In the solitude of quietness, and in my pursuit to find myself, I'm aware of just how blessed I am to commune with you. In my life there's a lot of time spent with you cliches and speaking eloquent, but in my heart is the true sentiment. So let me be true.
Ooh.
I love
you.
There is nothing else I'd rather do but
like I'm something I'm not,
and I don't wanna floss like I got a lot, cause I don't, and there are things in my past that I'm glad you forgot, and that I tell you, thank you, ooh. I think it was Andre that said, if I had 10,000 tongues, I would tell the world, but that still wouldn't be enough. So I'll just be content with an audience of one. Thank you for spending time with your son. Being here. There's nowhere I'd rather be than right.
My guard down,
yeah.
can put my heart out on. Lord, I love being here with you. Look at here. Sometimes I feel like I don't wanna sing your song. No, I don't. Cause I am far from perfect, and I don't wanna lead anybody wrong. Ooh, but you above all people know my heart, and you know where I stand. Yes, you do. So I'm gonna stay right here till I become a better man. Ooh, being here with you, oh Lord, that's all I ever wanna do. You, I wanna be right here with you. Does anybody know?
There you have it. That was Being With You, such a beautiful song by Marcus Cole. That song touches the soul as well. I am Sheree Humphrey of Diamonds in the Rough. This is Talk to Me Radio you are listening to, and I just interviewed Liera. Once the show is over, go back and listen to everything. She sounded so beautiful singing. And I'm going to move on. If you'd like to donate, if you'd like, God lays it on your heart to give a donation, monetary gift of any kind, my Cash App is up, PayPal is up. Also, if you want to buy art, books, book your radio interview, all of that, book me for Diamonds in the Rough curriculum, teaching you how to create books, et cetera, you can reach out to me. All the information is up on the show page. Inbox me, DM me, text me, and let me know what you're thinking. All right, so I'm going to move on and read my next caller's bio. Think Floyd. Think Floyd is a comedian that can find humor about almost anything. He was the runner-up at the last Comic Standing Foxwood edition. Floyd is also the younger sibling of actor and comedian J.B. Smoove. Now you can understand that comedy runs in the family. And for those of you who don't know J.B. Smoove, he is on Kevin Hart's show. I know it comes on in the evening. I just can't remember, but I'm sure Floyd will clear some things up. People always ask him, how did he get the name Think Floyd? Well, as a young child, the teacher used to call on Floyd in the class, and when he used to have problems, the teacher used to scream, Think Floyd, think Floyd, think, you can do it. What became a school joke also became his stage name. In his first few years of doing stand-up, he traveled the country, opening up for his brother, learning the tricks and the trades of comedy. On top of all of that, he has a good eye for observational comedy. You know the things you see every day. And so I'm going to click this wonderful young man in. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hello.
How are you doing, Floyd? Think Floyd.
I'm doing great. You might yes. have a lot of outside noise for about 10 minutes. I'm en route
okay.
to the house.
Okay. No problem. So in any case, I wanted to have you on because I go to Jackson's comedy show every week at the Metric, usually here in Bridgeport, and you've come through sometimes. I mean, I remember one of the times you called up your brother J.B. Smoove and had him on the intercom and going, you know, just telling jokes about Jackson's dirty T-shirt. I mean, it was hilarious. Tell me, what made you want to get into it? You remember that? That was so funny. But, you know, I know J.B. Smoove is your older brother, but why did you want to get into it? What sparked that interest
well,
in
I was doing,
you?
I was doing more than comedy. I mean, I was working with Bad Boy Entertainment. Then I was working with Russell Simmons. And then
wow.
I did some music. We had a song out that came on the radio. Name of the group was called True Identity. But, you know, everybody in my neighborhood, you know, they wanted me to do that. I mean, you know, do comedy was always funny. And then one day I was like, you know what, let me just go to some open mics and start doing comedy.
Okay. And that's all right. You're multi-talented. And you know, I find a lot of times that most people who are artists of any kind have more than one gift that they use. And so I think that's awesome. And True Identity, I'm definitely going to look. I want to see this. You up on YouTube?
Yeah, the song is on YouTube, but not, you know, there's no video. So if you look up True Identity, T-R-U, Identity, and it was a song with Grand Poobah and three of us, me, Nikolai. It's nice. It's a good song.
Okay. All right. Wonderful, wonderful. And so what was it like? You said it was always, you know, fun and humor and laughter. What was it like in your home growing up, you know, with your siblings?
I mean, everybody was funny. It was, you know, everybody had little jokes. Me, my brother, my other brother, my mom. Everybody was funny. The goldfish, the cat, the dog. Everybody was funny.
Okay. And you said your mom. So do you got it? Y'all got this from your mom?
Yeah. She was. She had a little. You know, she had a little gift, a little funny. She was funny.
Okay.
Still funny. Yep.
Okay. So it was kind of like the Wayans family or something like that for you all. That must have been really exciting.
It's like 13 of them.
For real? Wow. I didn't know it was that many.
I don't know if that's that count, but it's a lot.
Okay. And so what would you say that, you know, attributed to your success when you started with the comedy?
I was always good at writing. You know what I'm saying? I could always write a joke. I mean, I knew what was funny. And,
right.
You know, my style of comedy is kind of like, you know, I want to write jokes the way people think. You know what I'm saying? Because if you write the way people think, and that's relatable, it's always going to be funny.
You know what? That is so true. But, Lord, I tell you one thing. If you wrote about how I think, look, I don't know if it would be a disaster or if it would be totally and completely ridiculously funny. I mean, because for real, that is something else. To write how you think.
You might think all the way out the box, like on the outside of the box.
Right. Absolutely. So that just made me think of something silly. I'm just going to say it. So when you were little, my mother used to tell me to draw inside of the lines. And I used to always ask her, why? Why do I have to draw inside of the lines? I remember because I used to color coloring book in one day. That's how focused I was when I was little, when I started something.
Yeah, you were different.
I was. My mother used to be like, okay, enough. And I'm like, no, I got to finish the book, you know. But do you remember it all? Your mother telling you, look, you know, this is how you should do it, stay in the lines? Or did she give you the freedom to express yourself how you expressed yourself?
Well, I did most of it from school. A lot of things my mom told me, but basically we, you know, a lot of schooling we did on our own. You know, she helped out with some of the stuff, yeah. You know?
Hello, you still there?
Yeah, you heard me?
No, I didn't hear that last part. You kind of dropped.
Oh, I said most of the stuff we kind of like learn on our own. Yeah.
Okay.
I say something, I go on mute because I don't want you to hear the outside noise, but I hear you loud and clear. I don't want you, you know.
Okay. I'll just let you know when you drop and I don't hear anything. Yes, because the object is to hear you and give you a chance to say what you want to say. So what do you think makes you stand out from the rest? You know, both you and your brother have made your mark in the comedy industry and you also in the music industry. What makes you stand out from him mostly because he's, you know, seen on TV all the time? What makes you stand out from him?
Well, I mean, people always ask me, you know, when I do my comedy, people always, you know, sometimes people see me and then they'll be, you know, they'd be wanting to ask me questions, and, you know, but I'm not, you know, I don't like really look for the fame. I'd rather just look for my talent and my ability. The people, you know, people see me, even Jackson would be like, he'll look at me and be like, yo, JB, who's your brother? I'd be like, yeah, man, like, what I supposed to do?
Exactly.
You know, I get the most, if that was my brother, why your brother, if that was my brother. I'd be like, okay, if that was your brother, what would you do? And they'll be like, no, what you want your brother to do for me? I mean,
he got his own
family, he got his own bills, I got my own bills, I work comedy, I got a clothing line, you know? First of all, nobody's going to help you if you don't help yourself.
True. Absolutely. And I get it. I'm the oldest of all my siblings. So, you know, and basically I grew up like an only child, though. That's the crazy part. But I'm the oldest. And, you know, I've been all on TV and all that stuff through the years, you know, and doing Diamonds in the Rough and stuff like that. But when you come home to your family and get-togethers, you're just who you are. They're not even – of course they recognize what's going on and support you. But you're just you. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just Cherie. When I come home with my siblings and stuff, Cherie cracking jokes and, you know, capping on people like I always do, you know. So it's no different, you know, for our family to see that. They acknowledge your accomplishments and they know.
We on tour right now. So we just got back from Texas. And,
okay.
You know, after the show, my brother was taking his pictures. And I'll be running in line, or I'll be helping sell the merchandise. And people, they'll stand next to me and be like, "Oh my God, can I take a picture with you? You were so funny." And I'll be like, "Yeah, you know." At the end of the day, you gotta keep it humble. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I tell people all the time, like a lot of people want to be rich and famous and all that, but a lot of people can't handle people coming up to you, you know what I'm saying, all day long. Like, there's a lot of,
right.
I know a lot of comedians right now, they are not people person. They're not a people person. You know what I'm saying? They don't like, you know.
Right.
A lot of people can't deal with that pressure of not being able to go places.
And I get it. Because I used to get very angry. I was like, good Lord, can I go anywhere without somebody knowing who I am? You know, so I understand on an extreme level, like a Michael Jackson, where he's walking around in costumes and crazy stuff when he was living, because he didn't want, you know, he just wanted, you know, a sense of normalcy, you know, and you know, it could be like that because
you can't, like Michael Jackson had a bad, you know, that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That should have drive you crazy. It'll drive you to the point where you want to take meds and you can't sleep. All this. So sometimes we be out at dinner, you know, like on my mom's birthday or something like that. And people will be like, I know you are eating, but JB, can I get a picture with you? Like, you know, after we eat, you know, my mom's birthday, blah, 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 like that. You know, he'd be nice, you know, like, well, some people don't be that way. Some people are not nice like that.
Right. Exactly. Because people are people and everybody got different personalities. So, you know, and once you continue to elevate in your craft or anything, people want to touch you. They want to know that, hey, I'm in close proximity to this person. Maybe some of that will rub off on me, or maybe, you know, I don't know, you know, what they're thinking or whatever like that. I mean, I've seen many celebrities in my life, and I think I only went crazy over a couple of them that I lost my mind. And that was Diana Ross, you know, when I came out of my job, and that Steve Harvey and Faith Evans. That was it that I can remember out of all the people I've met, and I met a lot, you know, in the gospel world and such and such. So, but, you know, the topic for tonight is life after COVID. And I know this hit the world, so everybody had some type of experience with it, good or bad or indifferent. So what has life been like for you, Floyd, after COVID?
Basically, you know, I just trying to come back to a sense of like normalcy, you know.
Right.
Getting back into comedy. Comedy was kind of, I think my first show back was Caroline's on Broadway, basically. And it was kind of nervous. I had to get my jokes right. You know, it took some time. I mean, a lot of comedians did like some online stuff. That was different, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I didn't like the online stuff. Exactly. It was kind of, it was different. And, you know, it is what it is. I mean, we had to get used to a whole new way of entertainment and living and taking all these different types of precautions, you know.
Yeah, it was different.
So,
And being from New York, you know, it was kind of, tell you the truth, when COVID, when shutdown happened and all that, and it felt, it's crazy because it felt kind of good, like places and you driving and nobody on the street.
Right.
I was like, yo, I like this. It's dead, no traffic. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you went out, but it was like no traffic. Nobody.
I didn't have my car at the time. I didn't get a car until the following year. So, again, so that's my 11th car. So I had to walk places, you know, and I wasn't happy about that. And especially using public transportation with people around, you know.
Getting vaccinated and not vaccinated.
Right.
Yeah. I was telling somebody, it was like, it was turning into like a race war. You know what I'm saying? It was either you vaccinated or you not. You know what I'm saying? It was like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it seemed like the people that wasn't vaccinated, they was the niggas. You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say.
I know what you're trying to say.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody don't want to be around them niggas, boy.
Oh my goodness. It was like, okay, you not vaccinated? Okay, I know you can't come over here.
Go to the back of the bus.
Yeah. For real. You had the COVID? Oh, you know you can't come over here.
That's one of my jokes. Motherfucker, go to the back of the bus.
Okay.
Be that one person and be like,
yes, I remember. I remember I walked into the store, and this person touched my shoulder. It was like shoulder to shoulder. I almost freaked out. I didn't know what to. Yeah, it was bad.
Yep. Yeah, I'm on.
Can you hear me?
I'm on. Yeah, I hear you. I'm about to go in.
Okay. But we're wrapping up anyway. We're wrapping up anyway. So can you just say a little last minute, what would you like to say to the audience, and where can people find you as far as, like, your shows coming up? You dropped again. Can't hear you, Floyd. Now I can hear you.
It's bad service. It's gonna be bad service for about 2 seconds.
Okay.
Hang in there. Let's see.
Okay.
You hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you better. But we're about to wrap up anyway. I just was saying, is there any last minute things you want to say to the audience, and where can people find, where you're going to be appearing at it, you know, to buy a ticket or whatever?
Well, we're on the tour right now. We're on the physical therapy tour. It's my brother's tour. We just left Texas. I'll be to Austin and Dallas. I think the next couple of shows might be New York Comedy Fest.
Okay.
You gotta just look up AB Smooth Physical Therapy Tour, and then it'll tell you all the states. We got like 4 more shows, and the tour's over for now. Might go back into it.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Well, I'm not going to keep you any longer. Thank you so much for taking out the time to call in while you're on the tour. Tell your brother I said hello. Keep doing his thing, both of you. I will be seeing you soon once you get back off tour.
Oh, no doubt. All right.
All right. Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. So there you have it. That was Think Floyd, J.B. Smooth's brother, who is now on the physical therapy tour doing comedy. So if you are near the next stop that they're going to be making and you have an opportunity to get a ticket, if you're able, then go ahead and do so. I know that Think Floyd is hilarious. So I'm going to play a little bit of Dare to Believe by Commission, and then I'm going to come back and, you know, we're going to discuss Romans 10:9-11, and I'm going to read you some of the past guests, and the show will be done. Thank you so much. That was Dare to Believe by Commission. This is Sheree Humphrey of Diamonds in the Rough Talk to Me Radio. I just wanted to read Romans 10:9-11, New Living Translation. And it says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So this is very simple, yet it should be very sincere. If you are listening right now and you believe that you're ready, you know, people dying left and right, stuff happening, monkeypox, chickenpox, whatever, you know, may be the case. You're tired. You're sick of the same old thing. You're sick of failing. You're sick of going through the same old mess. You're sick of the abuse you've endured. You're sick of everything. You're tired. You need rest in God. And that means, you know, you want to just, you know, let the Lord help you. I mean, let his spirit help you. And that is guide you. That is comfort you. That is lead you. That is not to say you won't go through anything. However, you know who you can call on. You know what I'm saying? If you lost people in your life, he can be that one to be that, just that for you. I've lost so many people in my family. I can't even begin to name all the people in my immediate and outer, like, you know, cousins, aunts, uncles, grandmothers, everything that I have lost. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, there was a period of 1 year in 2003 where it was back to back. It was back to back. I didn't think I was going to make it. You know what I'm saying? Because it was my great-grandmother who raised me. And so she was like my mother. So, you know, and he can be that for you. Not to say you're not going to miss them. This is not saying you ain't going to miss them. This is not going to say you ain't got memories and stuff like that. It's just to say that he can give you some solace. He can give you some peace. He can give you some joy in the midst. And it's going to take time for things to actually get better. Sometimes it takes time. And for those of us, you know, those of you that are like me, when you've come out of so much violence, abuse, dysfunction, just untimely deaths, addictions, left and right, nobody ain't right. Nobody ain't educated. Nobody ain't, you know, I'm talking about my immediate people I grew up with, you know what I'm saying, on my mother's side. People I grew up with, people on my father's side that I saw, you know, things like that. And, you know, yeah, there were sprinkles, you know, of being preachers and ministers and stuff like that. And on my father's mother's side, lots of people are educated. But I was first generation, so it was hell for me. I didn't just get it just because something was handed to me. It was God who already had predestined me to break that mold. And although I've broken many molds, it was a fight. I feel like Oprah in The Color Purple, who said she had to fight all her life. So if you tired. If you sick of fighting, you need somebody to help you, to fight for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm still learning how to trust God. I'm still learning how, you know, to believe, because sometimes when stuff happens so much to you, even though you know God got your back, sometimes you be like, oh, I don't know. But he's still there. I can still talk to him. I talk to him like he's my homeboy. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing that I haven't discussed with God. All right? Good, bad, and ugly. Because you know what? He already know. Boom. You ain't hiding nothing from him. So if you want to give your life to God, you can do so. Open your mouth. You know what I'm saying? You know, if we can cheer at a football game or a basketball game, we can cheer, you know, when we're in the club and we see, you know, somebody singing or you know, somebody entertaining us, then we can open our mouth for this. It ain't that hard, really. So, and we'll read it again. Romans 10. 9 through 11, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. Okay, you are justified through his blood. Of course, people want to bring up all kind of negative stuff that you did in the past. Everybody got a past. So what? Who cares what they think? Long as God know how you feel, you know, long as he know how you trying and you want to change, you want to do better, you want to start the new year off on the good foot, like they say down south, start off on the good foot, then you could do that. And you don't need nobody permission. All right, I don't care how young you is. My niece got saved. We said this prayer. I talked to them. She was 3 years old. Okay, and her sister, okay, was 8, I think. So it doesn't matter what age. You know what I'm saying? I don't know everything. I'm still trying to understand. You know what I'm saying? For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scripture tells us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. If you're tired of being disgraced, you're tired of being put down, you're tired of being locked out, locked in, whatever the case may be, then you can have a better way. And sometimes it may take a lifetime for you to feel as though you're getting where you need to be. But if you wait till you get everything right, you may never get everything right. You may never get everything right. Okay? I remember back in the day waking up drunk. I mean, getting on my knees drunk, praying to God. I remember going into tent revivals. Darren, I wish he would pray for me. Just had the devil in me, you know, with a bottle of gin in my back pocket. I wish he would pray for me. You know, just stupid. You know, waking up, falling out all over the place, you know, drunk because I'm angry and I'm pissed and that I lost everything in my life and that I feel like life is over and done with. Fighting every 5 minutes, just running up to people, cracking them in the head with freaking bottles, just being just violent. The violence I saw is the violence I did. And it didn't get me nowhere, but it made things worse. You know, and I was saved at 9. But just because you saved don't mean that you have a relationship or understanding or you have communication. We don't know what's going on at 9 years old. But if we want it, we can have it. We can strive to be better, to get there step by step. That's all I'm saying. When I rededicated myself a million times, especially in my 20s and 30s. So now I'm 51 years old, okay? I know it's by the grace of God that when I chose to be celibate for the third or fourth time, it started. It happened, okay? You know, it's just a lot of things. I can't even begin to explain. even though all the hell I went through, God has always been there protecting me from what could have been worse. See what I'm saying? I've been molested. I've been raped. I can't even count the number of times on my fingers from the time I was 3 to 30-something years old. You know what I mean? I dibbled and dabbled in drugs and did a whole bunch of stuff. Okay? But and one thing I knew was that if you win souls to Christ, that you are wise. It say that in the Bible. You know, love covers a multitude of sins. Okay? And I wanted that love to cover me because I knew I had a lot of sin. When I came back to Christ when I was like 30 years old, I knew there was so much sin that I didn't even know that all the sins that I had, the generational curses that was going on. And I learned that as time goes on, all these different things. But the first step is just doing it, because you ain't never going to be right, because none of us ain't never going to be perfect. I don't care if you got a big old hat sitting on the top of your head wearing 3,000 robes. You know, it doesn't make a difference. We are human, and therefore we're flawed, period. There ain't nothing else to talk about. So it depends on what you want, what your relationship is. He talks to us in different types of ways. He uses us in different types of ways. He always sends me to the roughest and the hardest. That's my experience. So obviously he know what he doing. Okay? I ain't going to be able to talk to somebody else that God didn't send me to, because they not going to listen. But one thing I know is that if you can hear me right now and you listening to my voice, you may never be right. And even when you get saved, it's not going to be instantaneous. Some things take years, like an onion being peeled back. But if you can hold on, things will get better. I tell you, I promise you. I promise you. Things will get better. And I'm going to give you one more example, and then I'm going to read these names of people who've been on my show. My former mentor, Prophetess Renee Jordan, who I had in my life for like 4 years, and this woman was hard on me, and she loved me. She saw something in me that I didn't even know was there, because she had a rough life. And the thing she chose to do, so I listened to her because I said, she went through this. She know. So as I began to listen to some of the good things she was telling me to do, like pray for the ones who molested and raped you, I was like, you must be bugging. Pray for them to be blessed? Are you crazy? But as she began to keep ministering to me about it, and I tried it, and no, I didn't succeed very well in the beginning. I was rough. I was like coming off, you know, the street, you know, after, you know, a whole bunch of things that transpired in my life. I was cussing like crazy. I'm like, you know, arguing with God. I'm like, this ain't doing nothing. You know, I'm like, I was hard to even convince, but one thing I did is I was listening to what she said, and I kept praying. And within a matter of a year and a half, I had wrote my own book. People were coming up to me asking me for an autograph. I had spoken word at over 100 venues up and down the East Coast, was with Family Room Records. I was winning awards for spoken word, for writing. I had started my own business that I didn't even know would end up turning into a ministry to help women and children, et cetera. You know, so it baffles me, but when I look back, that thing turned around with the quickness, and she said it would. She said, you just pray. She said, there's no particular way to do it. You just pray and ask God to bless this person. Boom, that's all I got to say about that. Anyway, I want to read some of these names, and then I'm going to get out of your way.
please share this with someone, this radio show, this broadcast. The people who have graced this show, if you have not heard, has been Melba Moore, CeCe Peniston, J.J. Harrison, Christopher Williams, Bernard Jackson of Surface, Doobie Powell, Curtis Blow, Stacey Ladislaw Jackson, Glenn Jones, D. Lucas, Yo-Yo, the rapper, Donnell Jones, Special Ed, the Green Violinist, Tony Redd. And when I mean some of these people I read, I've interviewed them with my media, with, you know, reporting. Okay, so let's move on. Darren Cookie Moore, Calvin Richardson, Wendell B., J.D. Lawrence, Marcel Lashley Davies, Richmond Punch, Carmichael the Music Lover, Isaac Zellner, Cool Mike Ski, Wasan Jackson, Craig Kelly, A-Plus Hollywood, Tony Bird, King Mafioso, Jonathan Du Bois, Junior and Senior, Ane Du Bois, Kim Mathis, Elder Jeanette Green Washington. I've got to remember, it's a new last name. Pastor Joseph Green, Avis Daniels, my mom, Andrea Daniels, my mom, and Charles. I'm sorry, I can't help it. I can't remember Charles' name. I got to ask one day. Sebastian Trivi, LaVon Briggs, Jonathan Gates, Mika Jean, Whole Flood, Howie Bell, J.P. Justice, Drew Frazier, Capone, J. Alexander, Gerald Kelly, FSW, Pastor Brown, Janice Dempsey, Riff, Easy Taylor, Keisha Rainey, Judah Seeley, Rashawn Langley, Kiki West, Tiffany Tazell, Omar Wilson, Phoenix Fire, Jay the Comedian, Misconduct, Ricky Allen Drawn, Jay Trini Gorin, Coffee Gorin, Deborah Williams of Her Game 2, Don Nod Nottingham of The Stylistics, Midnight, Marcia Sapp of New York, Carissa Dow, who's a violinist. She used to play a lot of my events. Come from New York. She's played with so many, you know, well-known people. John Hinton, Bernadette Barnes from New York, Prophet Ramai Jubilani, Ashley Mondestin, Pierre Guten, Pastor Arlene Henry, Maris Goldstone, Prophetess Brenda Culpepper, Damon Cook, Kia Swintz, Tanya Ford, Sonia Hudson Payne, Trina Seymour Bowers. I know her last name is different, but I don't know what it is. Lauren G., Sheila McCoy, author M.L. Brooks, Odelia, Pastor Felicia Cunningham, Lou Humphrey of BSE Recordings, Kent Barrett of WNHU, Jerry Green of WYBC, Rasheem Dixon of WYBC, Steve Wallace, Sierra Clark, Lyle Hassan Jones, Songbird, Dave Farrell, Travis Sims, Jason V. Watts, Dwight Lamar, from New York. I had him on, I think, last year. He sang at my ordination back in 2012. He used to sing with Ricky Dillard. Awesome voice. Herb Boyd Jr., Tyrone Dunmore, Candace Rena, Bobby Ramos, John Lawson, Matthew Kirkwood, former assistant producer of the McDonald's Gospel Fest, Big T, Shane Nicole, Tamar Jerome Pierre, Greg Hill of the Delphonics, Robbie Jenkins, Marilyn Moore, A. Curtis Fowle, producer of the McDonald's Gospel Fest, Najia McKenzie, Najia Treat, Gloria Cummings, Darlene McGee, Pastor Gene Smith, Dr. Green, Rodney Bethia, Lynn Mosher, Darlene Addison, Chandra Shabazz, Carolyn Smith, Kayla, Mr. Council, Nimi Ali of New York, Frankie Brady, Elder Savon DeGant, Pamela Wright, Spencer Camp, Kaylin Jackman, Amari Daniel Bay, Jennifer Armistead, Robert Williams of Blue Magic, Jazzy Matt, Dr. Jamal Bryant, Jamaica Morrison, Bishop Ernest Richards, Michael Jones, Denzel Williams, Gina Blaze, Connie Johnson, Lamar Taylor, James Fountain, Lisa Mellers, Jeanette Zaks, David Davis, Anthony E. Brown Jr., Ernell Grant, Brian DeCausey, Doremius Williams, Matt Jones, Sheena Bailey, Cool Bubba Ice, Humphrey Bogart, Marlon Randolph, Johnny Lemon, Karina Fort, Tishy Anderson, Renee Love, Treasure Marie, Steve Wallace, Ebony with an X, CC Lee, Renee Love, Kaylee Roselle, Top Notch Band, Norman Tappan, Monique Smith, Nigel Dr. Gel, Dunkley, Janet Dawson, Velasquez Singers from New Jersey, Walter Armistead, Ashley Welfare, Walter Taylor, Janice Murray, Lawrence Green of New Jersey, Sammy Maximum, John the Apprentice, and Coco Melvin, God rest her soul, rest in peace, her and Bishop Ernest Richards were both the ones who pushed me to start my own radio show. And Connie Johnson taught me the ropes of being inside in the studio when I was with her on 88.5. Those who I've interviewed in the media has been Vicki Winans, Pastor Shirley Caesar, Donnie McClurkin, Mighty Clouds of Joy, Jennifer Holliday, Damian Marley, Little John, Sierra, Little Bo, Elephant Man, Terry Crews, Mary Mary, Bobby Valentino, Diedrich Haddon, and many, many more that I cannot remember. So in any case, God bless. I hope this show has blessed you, and I hope that you got something positive out of listening to this show. And I thank so much to my guests, and I'm trying to find the song I want to end with, and that is God Has Been So Good by Lanaza Stellar Scott. Just let me find it first. Better Than Good to Me. Here we go. Thank you so much. Have a good night. God bless.
Said he's been so good. God, it's been so good.
Good. Hey. Good enough. Yeah. Hey. Better than good to me.
God has had my back. In the midst of my enemies, and I ain't even have to be there. I have roamed many cities, free and not very many, for God took care of me and my children. I'm so connected to this air that I breathe, the ocean and the sea,
the mountains, the skies, and the trees.
I'm gonna get everything that belongs to me.
Good,
it's been so good.
Hey.
His love,
His love
is so good. And it runs
deep
in my soul. Oh, His faithfulness.
I've made enemies become pursuits.
But because I love Him,
I don't mind. At the table, come on, Jesus.
Hey, said it's been so good.
Good, just ain't good enough.
Yeah,
better than good to me.
I call on you, Lord,
for the souls that were lost.
Hey, because somebody represented you in the wrong way. I call on you, Lord,
for the souls.
Hey!